When did you get interested in photography and photography of women in particular?
Well, photography was always a hobby of mine. I mean, I have an old Nikon film camera that I used to play with. And every time I went traveling, I would take pictures and, I loved just the art of it. So it was always a hobby. I never, ever, ever thought about becoming a photographer until the day I shot a friend of mine. And the point was, I wanted to create fodder for paintings because I also draw and paint. And I had this idea that I wanted to, she used to be a ballerina. So I had an idea. I wanted to shoot pictures of her just wearing toe shoes, nude with toe shoes. And I would use those images to paint. To make paintings. And so that was the plan going in. And when I saw her reaction to the pictures, she cried. I didn't even know what I was doing. I'm sure I was shooting on auto. I had bought a crappy little $29 strobe off of eBay. It came with like a 12-inch square box, which really wasn't appropriate for what I was trying to do. But nonetheless, despite all of that, the images were beautiful. And when she saw them, she cried. She said, I used to think I was a pretty ballerina girl, and now that I'm a mom of two, I lost that. I thought I lost that part of me. And when I see these images, I see that pretty ballerina girl. I'm still her. And that just moved me. And the light bulb went on. Whoo, I could do this.
Oh, that's
So,
cool.
yeah, isn't that cool? I showed those pictures to a couple people and people were like, can you do that for me? Can you do that for me? So I hung a shingle and I enrolled in New York Institute of Photography because I'm a really big advocate for education. So, anything I've ever done, I like to start with the foundation of education. So I enrolled in that program, studied photography as I was testing and playing and doing creative shoots. And then about a year later, I decided to really give it a go and I wrote the HTML code for my first website.
Why?
Yeah, so I decided to give it a go and I was working out of my home studio. I just set up my living room as a shoot area. And I had client after client come in, and when I started to see, wow, this is not something I'll just do once every 4 months. This is kind of steady. I looked for a space and moved into a 600 square foot space.
That's great.
Yeah, and I worked with a key also to my learning was I found a lot of a couple local photographers who. They didn't shoot boudoir because really I didn't know anybody else who shot boudoir here. I was the first female-owned studio in boudoir photography at the time. So what I did was I assisted other photographers who were doing weddings and portraiture to learn more from them, firsthand on the various aspects of business as well as just client interactions and I learned a lot about what to do, but I also equally learned what not to do as a photographer. So all of that was super helpful in launching my own business.
Wonderful. How long have you been in business?
Well, since 2008 officially, really. So 8 years now.
8 years.
Yeah, not a lot. A lot to some, not a lot to
Well,
others.
any business that makes it past 4 years is in the upper, what, 6% of businesses.
Well, yeah, they say most businesses fail within the first 5 years, right?
Yes.
So I guess
Yeah.
that maybe
Yeah,
does that
that
help.
fourth to fifth year is really a golden one. So you're still there after 8 years. That's great. And
Yeah.
you have your own studio too. You have a studio away from the house now, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had one since 2010.
Wonderful. Where is it located?
It's on Long Island. It's in Suffolk County. It's in a town called Bohemia. And so I've had three different studio spaces at this point. As I grow and my shooting style evolves, I've tried a couple different spaces. My current space is the first space that has allowed natural light shooting in addition to studio shooting. So the funny thing is, unlike a lot of photographers who shoot boudoir, my first studio had zero natural light, so I never had the opportunity to shoot natural light. I had to
Wow.
learn studio lighting right off the bat. So I started with studio lighting, and then it's only in the last year that I'm actually shooting more natural light.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think so. I love having the ability to shoot both. And this is something I debate with other photographers about a lot because, some photographers say, "Well, I'm a natural light shooter," and they proudly wear that badge. And I'm like, "Well, why not both? Because why not have the ability to shoot both? Because how else are you going to be able to translate your client's vision into reality if you're not equipped with the ability to do both?"
That's very true. Well, as coming from the commercial end, we strive to make that a business point. You've got to be able to do both, or you just can't work. If it's a cloudy day, your client needs those shots, and so you need to make sure that you know how to get them. I mean, if it's, if it's a tornado or it's raining or something, yeah, we can put it off, but tabletop. And in most editorial shoots, you just have to go on. You just have to make it work.
But I think that's a key difference between commercial photography and what my experience with consumer photography has been, which is, as commercial photographers, you guys just automatically get it. You have to shoot for the client's vision. And I feel like I've heard so many instructors and photographers in the portrait world talk about their style and the client's sort of accommodating their style as photographers more than I hear putting the client first. What's the client's vision, and how do we achieve that? So I'm trying to flip the table a little bit here in this book on that, especially for boudoir, which is such an intimate and personal style of photography. It can't be about the photographer. It has to be about the client.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I love natural light and I love studio light. I like whatever is appropriate, So
Exactly.
that's great. Great that you're bringing that up in the book and pushing that that attitude. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, your studio, as you've been going for 8 years, your studio is successful. You're in Long Island. And so you're not in the big heart of New York City, but you're in the New York City area, and you're also in a higher demographic, income demographic out there on Long Island.
I think my proximity to the city is helpful. At the same time, it's really challenging because I have a couple big names in the city who are a competition in a sense. I mean, I choose not to look at it that way, although my clients, they'll tell me, "Well, I saw this person who is a big name, and I saw this person who is a big name." And it's still, we're all in the same market. And also, because I am really on an island that happens to be super saturated with photographers, many of whom don't charge nearly enough for their services, it's a little bit challenging to explain to the consumer why my price points are what they are, and how my work is different and my process is different and what I offer is different. From the photographers who are doing Groupons and, giving everything on a disc.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you are
So it's a lot of
successful. What do you think makes your success the success that you're having? What's happening that's making you get the clients that you have? Because I know you're busy. Oh, I know you're busy. It took us 3 weeks to get this scheduled.
I think, you know what, Don? I think it's that from the time I started this, I had a clear purpose, mission, reason, why I was doing what I was doing, even though it suddenly felt like no sooner did I get involved in this niche, it blew up here on the East Coast and everybody and their mother decided they wanted to become a boudoir photographer. I hunkered down and I didn't worry about what other people were doing. I didn't care about what their styles were. I just wanted to find my voice, find my niche, find the clients who wanted to go through the experience that I wanted to give them through the process. And, you know, it just, they found me and word of mouth became a huge part of my business. I mean, still to this day, like referrals, word of mouth is like 50% of my business, if not more. So I've maintained relationships from the beginning of my days, even when I was working in out of my house, my living room. Those clients are still in touch with me and still referring friends and family to me. So that has enabled me to continue my business and grow my business. So, success is defined different. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. For boudoir photography, that is such a personal journey for people. That is the way to go, I think, which is why I wrote the book.
Well, I was just going to ask you, when did you decide to write the book and what was it that motivated you to make that decision? I know writing a book is a daunting task.
Oh, you would know.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the funny thing. I didn't decide to write it. I met a woman at one of the trade shows here in New York City a couple years back. And we were just chatting. Somehow we got onto the topic of boudoir photography, and I told her I was a boudoir photographer. And I don't know why, but I just decided I was going to share with her this idea I had. And I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to marry my background as a psychologist with the work that I'm doing now. And she said, well, how is it all coming together? What does one have to do with the other? And I explained to her how I saw it all working together quite nicely. And I said, you know, so I want to write this book one day called Body and Soul. And it's going to be about this, about the, you know, the intersection between the psychology of the emotional journey of the client experience with boudoir photography. And I said, but that's, you know, that's another 10 years out, I think. And she hands me her card and says, well, I'm going to follow up with you because I think you should write it now. You're clearly passionate about it, and I'm an acquisitions editor for Focal Press. So it was really quite serendipitous, quite accidental, and she followed up with me 5 times. Did you write the proposal yet? Did you write the proposal yet?
Wow.
Yeah, I told her, I don't know if I'm ready yet. She goes, you're ready. You're ready. Just write the proposal, go through the process, and we'll see what happens. So I did.
Well, I know when you you asked me to look at an early version of the book, and I was so surprised because so many of the books, especially books like Boudoir, there is a preponderance of images and very little. I mean, they're like fluff books with a bunch of pretty girls in them. And yours is not. Yours is full of real world experiences and information and tactics and solutions for someone. So why did you decide to write that type of book? I mean, you still have beautiful photographs in it, but I wouldn't call it a photography book.
You're right. And you know what? I really, even though I went through the process of writing a proposal, which is so, so difficult, I still, in the back of my mind, thought, they're never going to approve this. They're never going to go with it because it's not really a photography book. It's more of a business book. And given my background, I mean, I have a master's degree from Columbia University where, you know, part of the process is you have to write thesis and papers and, you know, there's a certain background that I have that that made me want to write this book, make it more heavy on the information, technical know-how, not technical know-how, but just the real world examples that you're talking about. to really make a strong case for what I was saying. And it's funny because a lot of boudoir photographers who knew I was working on it, when they actually got the book in their hands, was they called me up and they said, "Wow, this is a real book." Because I think, like you, they thought it was just going to be a lot of pictures, you know, with a little couple words here and there.
Yes.
And it's 280 pages worth of content. So, but that's just my background. That's who I am. And that's, you know, I wanted to make a strong case and provide some real wonderful examples of what I was talking about. And also, I kind of had to incorporate all those stories because I sent out, I think, 39 client interview questionnaires, thinking maybe I'll get back 15, and I got every single one back.
Wow.
Every single one. And they wrote pages and pages, and I said, oh my God, they invested so much time, I absolutely have to incorporate their stories. So, of course, I had to make them a little bit more condensed, but to fit them in the book, but every single one is included.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that I got asked a lot. Your book is full of real, actionable information. When I write my review of your book, and I think I sent you I've written it a couple of times. I know I sent you something that didn't get used in the book, a foreword or something. But my advice to photographers is to buy two issues, to buy two copies. And I'm serious. Mm-hmm. You want one copy for your bookshelf. You want the other copy for your yellow marker and your post-it notes. Because this is a how to create a successful business. So are you worried about training your competition? I got that question a lot, so now I get a chance to ask someone else.
Oh, that's interesting. No, that has never crossed my mind, because the way I see it, anyway, the way I run my business, it's so integral into who I am. My business is me. I am my business. Nobody else can be me.
Right.
You know? And so... When prospects reach out to me, they say so often, just yesterday I shot a woman who came out of Manhattan all the way out to me, which is about an hour and 20 minutes maybe, to work with me, because she said, I looked at a lot of boudoir photographers' sites, they didn't really speak to me. I saw yours and I saw your soul. That's what she said to me. So she said, I knew that you would be able to help me capture what I wanted to capture. And as we started shooting and I was showing her images in the camera, she said, you've just validated my decision to come out here. So nobody else can replace that.
Nope. Nope. That's pretty much what I said. I said, I'm happy to train my competition because they'll never do it my way. They'll never.
Of course not. And that's
okay.
Right. That's okay. And you know what? If we can all, boudoir photography is so misunderstood. Because I think that what preceded it was the glamour shot thing. People think it's an exercise in vanity. And because of, you know, some of it involves nudity, people think it's like, you know, some people are offended by it. And in fact, there's a photographer who does workshops and tutorials, and he follows my work, and he was kind enough to write a review of my book. And no sooner did he do that, he got an email from a woman who said she was offended by it because it was exploitative and all of these things. And he sent it to me and he said, do you want to write a response? And I did. And I said, this is exactly the whole point of the book. This is about empowering these women feeling empowered. This is part of their journey. This is part of their emotional journey for whatever reason, whether it's weight loss or whatever it is, and finding their beauty and owning their beauty. This is about them. This isn't about pleasing men. Yep. So, you know, I think if all of us boudoir photographers would understand that there is such a deeper component to this, that this is not just about being sexy. It's about owning who you are, about feeling confident, feeling powerful as a woman. We would all be better off for it. And we'd grow our businesses.
Well, there you go. And maybe that's exactly what needs to happen.
That's what I think.
You know? So who is then the target audience for your book? And who would you, you know, you have a social media presence. I know you're on Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
You know, I'm really bad with all of that. I'm sort of, you know, there's I'm working with Queensberry Albums now, and they're funny because they're like, you're so under the radar. And I am, but it's because I just don't have time. I don't have a whole lot of time to be on social media. I do have a Twitter account. I sometimes go on there. I'm trying to make a concerted effort to be on there more, but I just don't have the time. It all boils down to. But, you know, that said, my Facebook page is where, and my blog, when I have something to say, I'll post something and I'll share it with my Facebook page. And there are people who follow me, who have followed me for years. But they're like-minded souls. So who is this book for? This book is for, there's a couple different markets I've learned. I initially wrote it for boudoir photographers saying, listen, what you're doing is so much more meaningful than what you probably think it is. And if you approach it from this perspective, the psychological perspective, it could be so life-changing for your clients. So that's first and foremost who I wrote it for. And it's not just the new photographer, because I've had seasoned professionals write me and say, wow, I've read a lot of boudoir books, but I learned so much from this. And this is the most comprehensive boudoir book I've read to date. And also in Focal Press, the book had to go through an international panel, review panel. Mm-hmm. And they said what was so interesting was the feedback that came back. One of the questions that they're asked at the end, in addition to, do you think we should publish this book, is, would you buy this book? And the panel is filled with seasoned professionals. And they said, usually the response is no, we would not buy this book, although we do suggest you publish it. And why they wouldn't buy it is because they felt like they already knew all the content. With this book, she said, they all said they would buy it.
Wow.
And that's because it has a lot, the psychology piece that photographers don't necessarily have, no matter how seasoned they are.
That's so cool. Well, that was what was so eye-opening to me, because, you know, I'm a marketer. I've owned an ad agency in the past, a large ad agency. And, you know, I pride myself in knowing a lot of this stuff. And I learned a lot from your book.
So, oh, thank you for saying that. I'm so happy.
Yeah. You know, it was really, really a surprise, because, like I said, I wasn't really expecting that from a photographer.
Huh.
And it's just wonderful. So let me ask you, if you have any ideas, what you think would be the three biggest takeaways from this book? What would be the three biggest, you know, something that you could impart onto somebody if they bought your book and said, hey, if you don't learn anything, learn this. Here's three things you got to learn. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The first thing would be that boudoir isn't a pursuit and vanity, as a lot of people think it is. Second thing is that in boudoir photography, the clients as well as the photographers would be better served if the photographers understood that the client should be the center of their business. The client should define the who, what, where, why, when, and how of how you do your business.
Cool.
And everybody wins as a result of that. And the third thing would be just that photographers should really understand and approach every client with the understanding that there is a deep undercurrent that has brought the client to this photographer. And you've got to be sensitive to that. And then if you provide an environment that is supportive and that is approached from a partnership perspective, that information will come forward and enable you both to achieve something that the client never would have imagined that you could have achieved together.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, good.
That's great. That right there is, well, like I said, buy two copies, folks. It's full of that kind of information, you know? It's great. How's the response been?
So far, so good. I mean, I get, I have other people spreading the word a little bit about my book, which has been really helpful. And I get emails just about every other day or private messages on Facebook from people saying, I just bought your book. And oh my goodness, this is great. I'm really enjoying this. I had a guy from the UK message me. He saw I was up at like 3 in the morning and on Facebook, and he said, oh gosh, it's like past my bedtime. I should be in bed, and I just can't put this book down. This is exactly what I was looking for. I knew there had to be something out there that talked about, you know, the more meaningful aspect of boudoir photography, and this is it. I found it when I found your book. So feedback like that lets me know that I filled a need in the industry, and that I hit on something that people were starting to wonder about. So I feel good.
Great. Has your business changed since the book came out?
No, it hasn't changed. I mean, it's only been, it came out in February, right? So here we are, March. But it's something, I display it in the studio because I'm proud of it. So clients are, you know, they're excited. They see it and they're like, oh, wow. It just gives me that little piece that they go, oh, well, you know, you're a published author. And they're interested. They love to, my old clients, so many of them have purchased the book because they want to see other people's stories. And, you know, I have several who've written to me and said, I'm reading it for the second time. Because the stories are so inspiring. So there's a little bit of something for everyone in there, it seems. So it's really nice. It keeps my old clients in touch with me, makes them feel like they're still up on what I'm up to, which is nice because my whole goal is to stay, to build a community. And you know, as I write in the book about the intimate nature of relationships, you know, those things just don't end when the contract is signed and the money's handed over and the album's given to the client. You know, they want to stay in touch and they want to know what's going on. So it's a nice way for clients to see, you know, they made the right choice in working with me and that I really do care and my approach is unique and, you know, all those good things. So I'm really thrilled that I actually did it now and not didn't wait 10 years.
And I'm sure you're probably getting more and more stories as you're shooting.
Oh, I mean, I always gathered those stories. I just didn't share them.
Is there a new book in the works?
Oh gosh. Well, between you and me, Don. Between you and me, it's what I gave the publisher some feedback that I'd gotten from a client who read it, owns a hair salon, and she says, I'm reading this for the second time. And I said, why? What are you getting out of it? And she said, well, it's making me rethink my approach to my clients and how I might, you know, provide a more meaningful experience and service to my clients. Now, she cuts hair.
Yes.
So the fact that she thought it was really helpful to her made me think that there's some common ground here, and maybe some more general application possibilities for business owners who cater to women's needs. So going, you know, firmly back in the business direction and away from photography. So I'm sure the publisher, and they sent me a proposal form. They want me to write another proposal.
Wow. Yes, I think the information in the book, so much of it is definitely applicable to anybody starting a small service-based, maybe art-based business. And so there's just no BS in it. I love that. So many
Thank you.
people these days sell dreams. That's how they make their living. You can have a six-figure income working on Facebook only an hour a day. Hey, you know what? No, you can't. You just can't. You can because you're selling a dream to people. So you can make $100,000 selling people stuff that they can't do. But unless they start selling the same dream, they're never going to make that money working 1 hour a day. It's kind of a sad thing. And your book is the exact opposite. You don't run away from work. You don't run away from responsibility. You tell it kind of like it is. Like, we got to do this stuff, folks.
It's hard. It's hard work, but it's so worth it in the end. The rewards are, when it's a win-win situation, it's just wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, the rewards are super worth it. It's hard being in business for yourself. It's hard getting up in the morning every day. And I've been self-employed most of my life, other than the 10 years I actually owned a business. Those were the years I actually got a paycheck. Every time, the rest of it's all been freelance. Never had a job working for somebody else since college. And it's a very bizarre, kind of existence in a way, because I've had the worst boss in the entire world most of my working life. That guy never lets me off. If I'm sick, I can't stay home and goof around. If I'm watching television, he knows. He just knows. He's right there to wake me up on days I don't feel good and get out of bed and go and work, because that's kind of what you got to do.
Absolutely. Well, there's that quote about, it's like when you work for someone else, you've got one boss, but then when you work for yourself, you've got 1,000, right?
Well, yeah, and then there's the one where you can work 8 hours a day for somebody else's dream, or you can work 16 hours a day for your own. And I know you are a hard worker, and I know that you know that you just can't do this kind of half-assed. You just can't. If you're going to go all in and have a studio on Long Island, you're putting your all into it.
I mean, I see the rents that some other photographers in other states are paying, and I'm like, wow, I wish. Maybe I should pick up and move across the country because
Yes.
the rents are so expensive here. My God, so you have to price your work accordingly, so that requires a lot of education, which is a lot of work.
Yes. Well, you're doing great, and the book is great, and I'm going to promote it for you here, and really, really, really get the word out, because, like I say, it's even commercial photographers will find a lot of information in this book, for them. So it's not just a consumer written book. When you there's so much good psychology, there's so many good tips about working with clients, and I don't care if it's a woman from Manhattan or a guy who's got a new cell phone case. It's all about the same thing, making your client feel great about the work, and about choosing you.
Well, thank you, Don. I really appreciate your support, your encouragement, all of it. It's so meaningful to me, and I really, some of the best, most meaningful feedback I've gotten so far have been from seasoned professionals who are like, wow, I thought I saw
Yeah.
it all.
No,
Apparently, I haven't. So that means more to me than anything,
it's quite wonderful.
Thank
Well,
you.
thank you for being with me. We were going to do this as just a conversation that I was going to write from, but you know what? I think we got a podcast here, girl.